This is program number LW2504. I've got a couple of letters I want to read to you today. Hi, this is Larry West. They're important letters. They are concerned with people taking time. Got a minute? Listen up. The first letter is from a husband by the name of Keith Pearson, written to his wife. He says to her, "When you listen, you affirm me, but your listening must be real, sensitive, and serious. Not looking busily around, not with a worried or distracted frown, not preparing what you will say next, but giving me your full attention. You're telling me that I am a person of value, important, and worth listening to, one with whom you will share yourself. I have ideas to share, feelings which too often I keep to myself, deep questions which struggle inside me for answers. I have hopes only tentatively acknowledged, which are not easy to share, and pain, and guilt, and fear I try to stifle. These are sensitive areas and a real part of me, but it takes courage to confide in another." Then he says, "I need to listen too, if we're to come close. How can I tell you I understand? I can show interest with my eyes, or an occasional word, attuned to pick up not only your spoken words, but also the glimmer of a smile, a look of pain, the hesitation, the struggle, which may suggest something as yet too deep for your words. So," he says, "let us take time together." Then he closes his letter to his wife. You know, taking time is the key. We all have the same amount of it. Each one of us has just 60 minutes in each hour, just 24 hours in each day. But taking time, that's something you do on purpose. Taking time to listen. Taking time to be sensitive. You don't do those accidentally. Those are things you decide to do. Got another letter I want to read to you. It's from a boy to his parents, his disappointed parents. He writes, "Dear folks, you asked me why I gave you so much trouble. The answer is easy, but I am wondering if you will understand. Remember when I was about 6 or 7 and I used to want you to just listen to me? I remember all the nice things you gave me for Christmas and my birthday. I was real happy with them for about a week. But the rest of the time during the year, I really didn't want presents. I just wanted for you to listen to me, like I was somebody who felt things, too. I remember even when I was young, I felt things. But you said you were too busy. Mom, you're a wonderful cook. You had everything so clean. But you were tired so much of the time doing those things that made you busy. You know something, Mom? I would have liked crackers and peanut butter just as well if you had only sat down with me a little while during the day and said to me, oh, something like, 'Tell me all about it so I can maybe help you understand.'" He goes on, "If anybody asks you where I am, tell them I've gone looking for somebody with time because I've got a lot of things I want to talk about." There it is. It's a rough letter, isn't it? Taking time together. It's something you do on purpose. Mom, Dad, take time. Give an ear to each other and to the kids. Take time. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. Taking time to care in these busy lives of ours, that's really a God-like quality. You talk about being busy. He runs the universes. But you know, he's never too busy to take time to listen, to be sensitive, to care. After all, you know, it was God who sent his only begotten Son, telling us that whoever should believe on him should not perish, but they're the ones to whom he will give everlasting life. With God, you never have to stand in line. You never have to make an appointment. His phone never has a busy signal. He's ready to listen. I've written a pamphlet called "What is the Gospel?" You know, we have to do some listening. This pamphlet I've written discusses what God says to us about salvation. What is the gospel? Write me for it. It's absolutely free. What is the gospel? Write me for it in care of this address. Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.